Paul, one of the greatest soul winners, arguably probably the greatest soul winner of all time besides the Lord Jesus Christ, he said in 2 Corinthians 3:6, he made us ministers of the New Testament. We have this ministry. Everybody in this room has a ministry, and that ministry is soul winning. See, you're in Mark 6:31, it says, and he said unto them, come ye apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. So the apostles and the Lord Jesus Christ were working so hard that they didn't even have time to stop and eat. And Jesus said, come ye apart into a desert place and rest a while. Sometimes it's okay to take a rest. You know that? On our missions trips, you don't have to go for 12 and a half hours a day to be right with God. Okay? You can go for 4 or 5 hours on a missions trip and still be just as right as God as anybody else. Okay? And sometimes we get to where we're pressuring people to feel like, hey, you're not doing enough. Now, obviously, if someone goes on a mission trip and they're like, well, I went for 30 minutes, so I'm going to go on vacation. That's ridiculous, okay? But, you know, obviously, there's ultra people that get ultra spiritual and they're like, you're not doing enough. You're not, you know, like people like Doug Trowbridge, right? You're just not as spiritual as I am because I love souls, you know? And everybody knows, if anybody knows... Doug Trowbridge is a clown, right? And obviously, he's probably a psychopath reprobate. You know, these people that get ultra-spiritual and they think that they act like they're so much better than you, in reality, they're probably not even really getting people saved. Look at Garrett Kirchway, for instance. Anyway,